Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Anything to delay talking about the Pistons. Chris Villar at the game last night.
Please no Pistons.
You were there as a fan.
Yes.
Chilling in the lower bowl with Jeff Rieger.
Uh-huh. Jeff Rieger is fascinating to watch a game with in the crowd, by the way, because his voice is so loud and unique.
That everybody
there must
around,
have been 10 people that just wandered up and like, hey, are you Jeff Rieger? I can hear that voice from like across the arena. It's amazing. And the Montreal fans were like, are you Jeff Rieger?
Is he, how trollish is he during the game? Or does, what's it like?
Well, he's typing out his trolly tweets. And you could see him like grinning while he's typing it into his phone. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
If anyone was wondering,
I can just see him hunched over his phone in the seat, just
exactly
and looking up
happening.
And giggling and being like, yeah, wait till you see this one.
Somebody would say something crappy in front of us about the Wings, and he's like, I had to take out his phone and start typing.
So the mood after the first two goals was,
oh, it was dead in there for what, the 2.5 periods. It felt hopeless, Jim. It really did. And you could hear people just screaming, shoot the puck, what are you doing? And the guys in the back were like, oh, I guess we're going fishing. It was pretty bad. I thought it was going to be a very depressing end of the game. And just kind of like slowly like mope out of the arena at the very end, knowing that they were eliminated. But holy cow, I've never been a part of something like that in the final 10 minutes of that game. That was really freaking cool. Anyone that was actually at the game, when the octopus corpses found their way onto the I honestly think that was the turning point. I dead serious. The crowd completely turned around when those things hit the ice. And I think the team fed off it a little bit. And you could tell Ben Sherratt was hilarious because he went out there with that 10 minutes left and he was just looking to hit people. He was nowhere near the puck and was just shoving people over. Sider was shoving people. And I think all of that helped. And those last goal, I don't know how anybody has a voice this morning that was at that game right now. Mine's struggling a little bit. I'm a professional, so it's iron.
Don't
Heather, were you at the game yesterday?
No. Don't say it.
Oh. Yeah, I heard you hacking when I got in here.
So I know that the octopus is a bit of a tradition.
Do you realize it was the anniversary of the very first octopus was last night?
Right, and so my question is, when you walk into the LCA, do they, when you bring it in, are they just, hey, yeah, go ahead? Or,
no, you have to sneak it in. There's a whole art to it.
Where do you hide?
Smuggle it.
It's like jail.
So you, my understanding, you boil it ahead of time to get the smell out of it.
Oh.
And then you have to like saran wrap it to your body when you go through. That's how it's traditionally
done. 2.5 periods of that thing attached.
And then it sits on you for. And that's why people are like, well, now or never. It's third period. Now or never.
You obviously could take it off and put it under your seat.
Sure.
Can't you?
Well, you got to do it sneaky.
I mean, there's nobody frisking you in there.
True.
Right.
I could have brought a whale shark underneath my shirt. No one was paying attention. It didn't matter.
But there are stories. I mean, people who would, this is a tradition here.
Yeah.
And it's back.
I get it. And I'm glad it's back. I love the fact that it's back. And it did feel like when they hit the ice, that was a moment where you could like the temperature changed or the music started
100%.
Playing in the back.
But, like, it sounds really corny.
Moment. Yeah, but
I'm going to believe that they were all professionals and it didn't actually matter that they saw a bunch of, you know,
stupid
smelly things hitting the ice and that's what did it. But
yeah, but energy matters.
Yeah.
And when the crowd brings a certain energy,
100%
it does change.
And when DeBrincat put it in, that was 10 times. I thought the crowd thought the Kane was going to get it. every time he touched the puck, it was the roof was just ready to blow off, and it didn't happen. But Lucas Raymond, what a freaking star.
Don't sell the octopi short. Lalonde said after the game it did matter because it gave him a bit of a breather.
It
think about
like
it because they
it
have
felt
to.
Felt like it.
It's kind of a, hey, take a deep breath, settle down, crowd's still with you. They're going to take a second.
Did they show
to
that on TV, or is it like a streaker where it's like, oh, we don't want people
to do
that.
Oh, no, they show it on TV.
Okay,
they
celebrate
sure.
it
I'm just
on
making
TV.
Sure. Well, yeah, they go off the ice, and they're holding it up in the air like a trophy. So.
Oh, yeah, and they, yeah. they focus on you know whoever was holding it as soon as they got off the ice.
Yeah.
You know, they celebrate with the octopus, and they showed that on TV.
Sure. Heroes. Whoever brought those in, heroes.
So Lalonde just needs two octopus at practice to get these guys motivated.
That's what it says. Two are better than one. Two octopus better than one. Chris, thank you. You delayed our Pistons talk for a few minutes.
I'm going to go drink some tea.
Okay.
Heather, I'll bring you some.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We'll hear from Chris again at 8:02 or 8 o'clock before we get too far along here. Two grand slam at 7:25. Pistons with a news dump during the Red Wing game yesterday. I suppose there wasn't a Christmas break for them to put this news out during, so this is the next best thing. The release says, Weaver's back. ... for now.
General Manager Troy Weaver and the basketball staff will remain in their positions and current roles while the organization assesses where adjustments are needed. And so, okay, they're going to take some time. They're going to evaluate what was the last 5 months? What was the last 4 years? Like, now we're going to evaluate. Now we're going to see and assess the situation. The situation is awful.
I don't understand why this needed to be put in a press release.
Well, I mean, it's basically announcing the fact that they're going to hire somebody, a head of basketball operations.
Right, and that person is supposed to decide what happens to
Troy Weaver
and Monty Williams, right? So why put out this press release? Unless you're bracing the fan base for the reality that Troy Weaver stays in the organization. I don't know how to explain this to people. Could you imagine a world where Bob Quinn stayed on for the Holmes-Campbell regime? No, absolutely not. Al Avila is going to stick around while Scott Harris tries to reset the ship. Absolutely not. There's no world where Weaver should have a job.
Not after the last 4 years. Like he's had enough time. Like and I don't think anybody thought, well, within 4 years, we're heading to the NBA Finals, but we didn't think after 4 years we would be sitting and looking at, in retrospect, the worst season in franchise history.
So what's going to happen? Like, Weaver's going to stump for the guys he wants if he stays? He's going to have, not final say, but input? Who wants him to have any input right now?
Well, okay, so again, It is going to, I will read, and you can read into it whatever you want. The fact that he is still here, it, to me, is absurd. But General Manager Troy Weaver and the basketball staff will remain in their positions and current roles while the organization assesses where adjustments are needed. Obviously, I think we can all say where we think one of the adjustments is needed. And I don't understand what have they been doing since Tom Gores talked about in December. Like, expect changes. Well, this is it. Like, where is he? Doesn't have to rule with an iron fist, but use some common sense. It's not working.
Nobody else does this, right?
But what was he doing from December until now?
Well,
that's my question. Is what was he doing? He makes that statement, so you've got to be at least a little bit aware. And then, so you had December, so let's give them, or the holidays. So you had January, February, March. You had 3 months to assess the situation as it continued to deteriorate. This is absurd to me.
It's clear that they, the Pistons, don't get it. Gore's initial statement was dropped the Friday going into Christmas weekend, hoping that it would get buried. What time did that press release come out last night? It was after 9 p.m. What do you think the city of Detroit was doing after 9 p.m.? They're watching the hockey game. That news release could have been put out at 11 a.m., noon, 1 o'clock, during the day. It's cowardly to put that out and try to kind of couch it. And
email was sent at 9:39 p.m.
What are we doing? And again, you don't even need to mention Weaver. You could say, we're hiring a guy. He's going to make decisions. You could say we're firing Weaver because nobody would do this way, where you'd keep the old decision maker and bring in someone above him to babysit him. Nobody would do that. No other team does that.
No, it's absurd to think that he would have any say.
Tom, you have something over there?
So I'm playing devil's advocate when I try to make this case for you, okay? Because I believe everything you guys say. I think he should have came down with the, I don't know, just wipe everything clean almost.
Right? Yeah.
We have an example in the city of this happening. It was when Dave Dombrowski was hired. They kept Randy Smith and they kept Phil Garner. And my read on the situation at the time was that Randy Smith was still considered a very good talent evaluator. I laugh when I'm trying to say that. And Phil Garner's considered potentially still a good manager. And so the thought was that Mr. Ilitch was like, hey, I'd like you to keep these guys here, part of the evaluation. It took Dave Dombrowski 6 games into the season to fire them both. And so maybe that's the situation here. You hire your president. He comes in. I will say this. If you read between the lines and the quotes from Gores, he said nothing's off the table.
Right.
If the president from this research firm of this team and Gores is trusting him to make the decisions, which it sounds like it is, they could still fire Weaver and or Williams. So you could keep them along lines. Because the thing is, again, laugh, chuckle. Weaver is considered, his strength is scouting. So if he can be considered to be an asset under the president, yeah. Again, I'm okay. Laughing. But this actually played out the Tigers. And caution to you guys, it worked out.
Well, if you hire Dave Dombrowski, then this will work out. Like, breaking news, if they hire a good basketball guy to make picks and trades and assess guys, then it'll work out. I'm with you on
that. So if you give the president the full reign, like Mr. Ilitch did, and even though you keep those guys around, the whole thing worked out.
Well, they were
Dave Dombrowski built a World Series team.
I know. You said
the players couldn't get it done.
You said they were fired 6 games into the next season.
Right. It was laughable.
That's my point. So, okay, you could read into the press release further that Tom Gores doesn't want to make the decision, right? He wants to hire a basketball guy to make a decision. He doesn't trust himself to evaluate what's good and bad in the organization, so he's going to hire a guy to do that. That's fine, but I don't think you need to be a Mensa member to identify that your general manager is a bozo and should be fired. That's frightening to me that the owner of the team is not sure with even that fact, does not feel confident in the fact that Weaver should go to the point where he has to trust someone else to make that decision. I think that's one thing where you don't need to be a basketball guru to identify that Troy Weaver's not good at being the general manager of this team.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. It just seems kind of like, I don't know, in general, we lack maybe a cutthroat mentality around here in doing these things. There's too much of a benefit of a doubt given to somebody or something.
Tom,
it's like
the Randy Smith example is more than 20 years old, right? Like we are talking roughly 20 years old. We are talking about everybody else does it the right way. When you find a guy incapable of doing his job, you bring someone else in and you fire him. You fire someone before you hire the new guy. That's how this always works.
This example, GMs always get more time, though. They do, and it's not in general in sports, they do. I mean, we've had Avila and Millen extensions. But this is par for the course for ownership in this town. I mean, all due respect, Mr. I didn't have the conies to do the same thing 20 years ago with Smith. Matt Millen got an extension. Al Avila got an extension. Why? This is some sort of trend in this town in general where they're giving general managers more rope than they deserve.
This, to me, is a statement of disrespect to the fans. It's abusive to the fans, saying, you know what, Tom Gores, I know better than you, even though I'm not here. I don't live here. I don't know much about basketball, but I know more than you, and I'm going to let you know that this is a guy that we can win with. We just need, 4 more years? Is that the chant we're starting? It's an election year. 4 more years. Let's go.
All I'm trying to say is if they get this decision right, this person that's going to be the lead operations, everything basketball wise, and it sounds like Gores is simply going to finance the team and own the team or whatever. If they get that right, this doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Tom, I agree with you. But to me, how it's handled is a red flag, right? The fact that the owner of the team isn't sure or isn't sold that Weaver isn't good enough at the job, that he's going to have somebody else come in and make that decision. Everyone with a brain knows Weaver hasn't done the job well enough. The idea that this is a deeply unserious organization, the way this has been handled.
Exactly. But all 3 teams other than the Lions are doing this. I mean, the Fords, they ended up firing Quinn and Patricia 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Wow. Guess who used to not do stuff like that? The Lions.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to two Grand Slam. We got Heather's news. It's all coming up next, 97.1.
Hey, the NBA play-in tournament, which we're not a part of, gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you're going to get $150 in bonus bets, whether you win or lose. And you can use that during the NBA playoffs, the entirety of them. And you could bet on anything from how many three-pointers are made in the game, a single three-point shooter, over-under point totals, who's going to win the game, first basket score, how many dunks. All of these things are on the table for you to choose from. Just go to FanDuel.com/Jansen to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, before we get to the news and two Grand Slams, some ticket text. Jim, do you really think Gores knew there was a hockey game last night? Another one signed, "What is hockey, Tom Gores?" And it was only 6:39 in Malibu from Tom Gores.
This is true. It was still dinner time.
Joke's on you guys when they hired Dwayne Casey as the president. Where's the chair drop? And it sounds like Gores wants to start being hands-off. He's going to hire someone to oversee everything, and that guy will clean house, so he isn't responsible. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
All right, GM is set to move its headquarters out of the Rensen along the Detroit Riverfront and into the new Hudson's Building on Woodward Avenue. So the move is expected to be completed in 2025. GM will then work with Bedrock to plot a new path forward, they say, for the Rensen. They've been there for quite a long time, since 1996 when they bought the towers. Mm-hmm. But the company has needed less and less space in recent years. So GM downsized its workforce at the Rensen over the last few years. So they were over 10,000 at one point, dropping to about 5,000 pre-pandemic. And now they're down to about 1,300 employees at that one building.
A lot of people are still working remotely.
Yes,
and you don't need the office space.
Nope. So big changes coming. Warren police have released body cam footage after an armed teen was fatally shot by an officer on Friday. Warren police held a press conference on Monday showing this armed man running out of a garage, pulling out a gun, pointing it at officers before they opened fire on him. Police say the suspect was an 18-year-old high school student who was attending online classes. They do believe that he was suffering from a mental health crisis. Mm. Investigators say this teen had no previous criminal record other than a few traffic stops, and he had bought his gun legally from a private individual. Now, this incident began after police did receive calls from this teen's younger sibling saying, hey, He's freaking out. He is assaulting family members. So officers arrived at the scene and they were met by this teen armed with a gun. This teen pointed it at officers. The teen never opened fire,
right,
but did point at officers, and officers did respond. They shot several shots, striking him. They did perform life-saving measures at the scene. He was transported to the hospital, where he did later pass away. The four officers involved have been placed on paid administrative leave pending an investigation.
That's a terrible story.
A Michigan fan favorite has found himself in some hot waters with the university after getting arrested for drunk driving on Monday morning. A former quarterback, Denard Robinson, who is now on staff as well, but on an off-field role, was involved in a single-vehicle car crash in Ann Arbor at 3:05 a.m. Charges, of course, are pending toxicology results.
It's so dumb. It really just is dumb. And it's so frustrating that and now it's happened twice.
Yes.
In the past, what, 4 weeks?
Yep. I think in a month, for sure. Yeah.
And it's entirely avoidable and preventable.
Yeah.
Yep. Just more bad news after more bad news. At $3.69, gas prices in Michigan are just a penny short of the highest pump price set this year. Gas prices are up 15 cents from a week ago and are 19 cents more than this time last month. A AAA spokesperson says that if crude oil prices continue to rise alongside tight supply, then gas prices will likely follow suit. The most expensive gas prices are in Marquette, Jackson, and Lansing, and least expensive prices are in Traverse City, Metro Detroit, and Grand Rapids.
And not my problem.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. It's Heather with the news. Yeah. Let's go to the two Grand Slam. I guess not your problem either, right? Is diesel going up?
No, diesel is very stable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when you play that though, it's just a reminder of the sound of your car.
We got the two Grand Slam. Our contestant with a chance to win $2,000. Let's get to Corey in Livonia. Corey, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning.
Hey,
Corey, are you excited to play?
Can't wait.
All right.
It's a delayed reaction, but it's good. It's
a little
good.
Quicker
I'm
next
too.
Time. Yeah, we'll ask you another simple one, but a little quicker. Yeah.
Hopefully you can get $2,000 so you can fill up your gas tank.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Heather, you want to explain the rules for people?
So you're going to get 60 seconds, 10 questions. For each question you answer correctly, you're going to get $25. If you can get through all 10, get them all right, you're going to get $2,000. If you don't know an answer, you can pass. And if there's time left, we'll get back to it. So use your time wisely. Simple as that.
Do you understand, right, Corey? You ready?
Sounds easy. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Your time's going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. Here we go. Montgomery is the capital of this state.
Alabama.
NFL draft prospect Jared Verse played at this college last season.
Florida State.
Who was the first draft pick made by Lions GM Brad Holmes?
Penei Sewell.
Who is the manager of the Texas Rangers?
Bruce Bochy.
This artist had the 2008 hit Bad Romance.
Lady Gaga.
This team is the number one seed in the NBA's Western Conference playoffs.
Oklahoma City.
What is the only major golf tournament that Rory McIlroy hasn't won?
The Masters.
What time zone is Denver, Colorado located in?
Mountain.
Who is the head football coach at Michigan State?
John Smith.
Who leads the NHL in goals scored this season?
Austin Matthews.
Oh, my man! Whoa! All right. We had to go to the judges real quick because you said Austin and then finished with Matthews, but they have said
yes.
$2,000, my friend.
Corey, you did it.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, my goodness. That's the first time since Jim's been on the show, since Heather's been reading.
Gosh,
that we
I needed
have
that, Corey. Good for you.
A $2,000 slam winner.
Well, Heather, it's all because of you, because last time I got 9, but it's because Stoney. So.
Oh, it's yeah, Corey! Woo-hoo!
What was Stoney's mistake? Did he stumble on one?
No. It was David. It was who was number 5? I said Josh Reynolds. It was David Montgomery.
Now Corey, when did you think I've got this, or did you not realize until the very end?
I was in a zone. I wasn't even looking at the clock. I just kept going. I just keep asking questions.
Oh, well done. $2,000.
I was nervous there. I didn't. I my delayed response because I didn't know about number 10
at the buzzer.
I know.
Yeah, it's like the echo of the buzzer.
And John Smith.
That counts.
Yeah, but it's.
Yeah, I didn't know. Were you going to accept John Smith or did I have to say Jonathan?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you got it in there. Yeah.
I think if you said Johnny Smith, okay, we'd count it. I mean, that's.
We get that nitpicky. And
that's we can't do that.
Yeah. We got the thumbs up right away.
That was awful dicey. That was very dicey at the buzzer. So you were in the middle of your answer.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather had a little bit of a stumble during the Rory question.
I did.
That I thought was a little bit unfair. Do the difference. 60 seconds.
Perfect.
Corey, I was terrified that you weren't going to finish it in time. I'm like, he's got to know this. He's got to know this.
He knew the thunder. He deserves it.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, right, exactly.
Nobody knows the thunder except the geeks.
Corey, yes. I'm going to put you on hold so we make sure to get all your info and get you $2,000. But congrats again.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
How about the fact that he is 19 of 20?
Seriously.
I mean, 9 of 10 last time, Stoney's fault, he doesn't get it, and then all of a sudden, Heather, you are the lucky charm.
Thank goodness.
This is where we would go through all of the... He got them all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10 for 10, two grand slam, brought to you by Femininio Law. Next chance to win $2,000, Thursday. That's right. We'll talk wings next, 97.1.
Hey, why not dive into the best pool in history to watch all these great sporting events that are going on right now? That's Stadium Swim, and it's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen that's Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch all your sporting events. You have some choices. You've got swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and one nonstop football party, basketball party, baseball party, anything going on. Draft party this coming weekend. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. Reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. Could
Alex
be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Could be on the edge of your seat leading up to tonight. And it only is important tonight because they came through when it mattered most last night.
Bonkers if you were at Little Caesars Arena last night. The place to be, playoff-esque atmosphere. And I don't think it's prisoner of the moment, the biggest win in the history of that building. If you were there last night, you were in it. The electricity, the comeback. The Wings with the second most third period comebacks in the sport. It's who they are. They're a deeply flawed team. But, John, as we go to the final day of the season, they win, Flyers win, and playoff hockey's back in Detroit.
And how about, we've talked over the last 2 weeks about some of the young players stepping up. Mo Sider. And it was highlighted because it was 10 block shots in one game, but he's played well. And I know that, you know, there's a slip and fall, and Ovi goes in, scores the second goal of the night, but it's young players that have stepped up, and I don't necessarily know that it's unexpected, but you thought it was going to be Kane, and it's been Larkin, and then DeBrincat finally comes out of his hibernation, but then Lucas Raymond. How big has Lucas Raymond been over the past, 5 days? And yeah. He's been that way all season, but over the last 5 days.
Breakout year in his third year. They challenged him last offseason. The story, everybody's heard it by now, but you got to bulk up. You got to be able to last the entire season. Well, John, he listened. He took it to heart in his third season's his breakout year. And at the end of the year, he's not wilting down the stretch. He's thriving. Since March 12th, 20 points in the 17 games. That's 14 goals in the last 17 games. It's, you start looking around the league, only 3 players with more goals since March 12th than Lucas Raymond. Steven Stamkos, Austin Matthews, Philip Forsberg.
That's a nice foursome.
Yeah, that's
with Lucas Raymond.
That's the player he's becoming. He is. Look at the best pick Yzerman maybe made was Nikita Kucherov, who is an MVP candidate right now, Russian winger, 140-point guy. In his third season, he was 66, 67 points.
Yeah.
Raymond in his third season, he's right there. Now you got to make the leap to 85 and 100 because that's what Kucherov right. did, but it's clear that the arrow is up. Raymond's on the ascent. He's not just good, he's clutch. They needed that. Like, John, they got an extra skater. The goalie's pulled. Season's on the line. You have to win. You have to get to OT. He picks a corner. He doesn't miss. How many posts did they hit? The guy who didn't? Lucas Raymond. Even in overtime, they're post, not Lucas Raymond. Mm-hmm. He's going to write himself a blank check this offseason. I mean, this is incredible. He is arguably their best player at 22 years old. He's leading the team in points at 22 years old. He's not doing it with cheapies on the power play. He's 5-on-5, even strength, winning puck battles and finishing chances. You can't say enough nice things about the guy. I mean, he deserves all the praise, all the flowers, and more.
Yeah.
And who we shouldn't forget about, by the way, Shane Gostisbehere. Not that he's a Raymond player, but the play he made going up and getting it.
Air Gostisbehere. Kind of rings, right?
It actually does. It?
Yeah.
Someone should put that on. Can we get that at the team, the station merch? Air Gostisbehere?
Yeah.
In the logo, like the Jordan logo, but it's him going up and grabbing the puck? Somebody get on that before someone else does. Yeah, don't lose sight of that. That's keep the puck in the zone. That entire possession, he's shooting rockets at the net. He's tapping his stick on the ice. Get it back to me. He's buzzing. The team was buzzing at the end of that game. The fans were buzzing at the end of that game. If you were there, we want to hear from you. And then we look ahead to tonight. They don't control their own destiny. That's their own fault. But, John, if they win and they get a Flyer win, playoff hockey's back. Do you expect that or is it just a hope? 248-539-9797.
I expect them to win. I don't know what to expect out of Washington because they're a great mystery. How are they even a part of this conversation when they're, you know, the whole point differential is so lopsided in the negative category? What are they, negative 40, 41? They've been hovering over that for such a long time. Negative 38 right now. All right, so they've improved.
Yeah, because they won 2-0 yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when you're looking, like, I just don't know what to expect from the Caps-Flyers game tonight. So I can't sit here and say I expect them to be in the playoffs. I expect them to take care of their own business, and that is win in Montreal, and especially if they're able to come out and play with some of that same energy. Don't waste what happened last night. Use some of the, keep those juices flowing right into the game now. It's in Montreal and put them away early because there's a lot of guys on that roster that are just simply looking at, hey, by the time, 9:30 rolls around tonight, 10 o'clock, our offseason is starting. I've got vacation plans with the family. Want to make sure that, you know, this is a Tuesday, Thursday. Locker's cleaned out. Everything is taken care of. And we're off to some sunny paradise. That's where their mindset will be if you could take care of business early on. Put it away early.
You jump on them, you bury them. This is a bad hockey team. And the Wings felt like the Caps game for a while yesterday, where the Wings kind of were dominating play and out-chancing them, but they were losing. They're down 2-0 early, and oh, here we go again. Hot start, bury them. They get to sleep in their own bed tonight. The season's over. That crowd, take them out of the game.
Yeah.
Foot on their throat, because you are buzzing after that win, and there is no, hey, we got to travel, take an off day, skate, kind of come down from the high. You're right back on the ice less than 24 hours later, and the energy has to be there. You win that game, now we're looking to the Flyers. The Flyers have won their last two games and need this to get in. They're rooting for a Wings loss, but they need to win. So you're looking around going,
yeah.
If they can pull this out at home, favored at home, winners of the last two against the deeply flawed Capitals team, Wings are in the playoffs. The most likely scenario is the Wings win and the Flyers win. So yeah, I expect to be in the playoffs tomorrow morning.
And obviously, Washington, they're in the catbird seat right now. And they have probably that same mentality the Wings are having, same that the Flyers. But the Flyers need a lot of work for other people to do. I mean, basically the Wings. And if they're sitting there, I think Wings will be scoreboard watching. Caps will be scoreboard watching. Flyers will certainly be scoreboard watching. How do they finish this game? What type of energy will they have if they look up and they and you see after the first day the Wings are up 3-0? Like, that's my only concern,
right,
to where I'm not expect. I don't know what to expect.
You can't do this, but if you really want to get inside the psyche, you want the Wings to get off to a hot start, but not too hot of a start that Philly still fights and claws and scoreboard watches and plays to the very end. On some level, it is out of your control. I mean, so you just...
Well, but on the flip side, or if we're getting into the mentality of this, the Flyers, they look up and they say, okay, well, Detroit's up 3-0. Well, if we're not going, then the Caps aren't going. And they're a team that plays with nothing to lose. They're taking risks. They're taking chances, which may cost them, but it could also be a very hard team to play against.
We need the Dan Campbell mentality in Philadelphia regardless. The way Detroit was in that game against the Packers, hey, it doesn't matter that we're going to the playoffs. We're dragging them down with us.
Yeah, we need some kneecaps.
That's right. Tonight we dine in hell. No one's going to the playoffs. 248-539-9797. Four teams still alive in the East for the final wild card spot. Detroit does not control its own destiny. Your thoughts on last night's game and your expectations. You expect to be in, or is it just a hope at this point? 248-539-9797. Ian in St. Clair Shores, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. We should not be at this point. A month ago, we were 9 points ahead of the curve. We went out west, decided to pull in Arizona, lost to the Coyotes, got smoked by the Knights, got smoked by the Avalanche, and got smoked by Buffalo and Buffalo. Gentlemen, the Red Wings faltered because the players went, we need a move. We need another player or two at the trade deadline. And I think what happened, guys, is the team was playing really well in January, February. I mean, we were riding high. You guys were talking on the station. Hey, we could maybe supplant the Lightning for the first wild card. Maybe we could supplant, like, Toronto or something. I remember those conversations. Yep. Gentlemen, we should not be at this point, period. We should already be in the playoffs. And remember, the New York Islanders, guys, they fired their head coach halfway through the season and brought in Patrick Waugh. And they've been 7-1-1 their last nine. Guys, we shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be scoreboard watching. We had to make a move at the trade deadline, and we didn't. I think the season turned on that point. Now, will I watch the game tonight? Absolutely. Do I want the Flyers win? Absolutely. But, guys, we shouldn't be here. This should already be a done deal. And what really bothers me, guys, is this. When Derek Lalonde comes out and says, we've exceeded preseason expectations. Wait a minute. This is supposed to be a playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think we've talked about that over the last 6 weeks, that no, we shouldn't be here. That this team has made it as difficult as possible on themselves. They've done this to themselves. But this is where we are.
If they win tonight and don't get in, it will be heartbreaking. But it's their own fault. You're absolutely right. We've chronicled all the missed opportunities. Last week against Washington, home ice, toe-to-toe against the team that you no longer have control over because of that game. Arizona games. Yeah.
Arizona, Buffalo, San Jose, all of them.
Waiting to call up Edvinson, not doing anything at the deadline. We've been over all of it. It is their own fault. But as we sit here today, a win by the Wings and the Flyers and playoff hockey returns to Detroit. 248-539-9797. Can we hear the game tying goal coming up next? That was a great moment. We'll do that coming out. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you're looking at your roof saying, you know what, we finally have to do something. It's what my wife and I did last year, last fall. We finally said, I can't go through another winter trying to make patches and trying to get things to work. Rapid Roofing came out, Mike Beattie, the owner, and it was professional from start to finish. We finally decided we had to do it, and we went through the winter with, one, a great-looking roof, and two, the peace of mind that I don't have to worry about any ice buildups or leaks in the spring with the rain and the leaves. I didn't have to worry about any of it because of the comfort level that I had and the job that Rapid Roofing did. They showed up in one day, ripped off the roof, made repairs, put a new roof on, and then cleaned up and were gone. Get that peace of mind by calling Rapid Roofing at 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF. Or you can find them on the web at rapidroofing.com.
Good morning, 97.1. That's right. How do you sleep last night? We're all fired up this morning.
It's probably a description of you.
No comment. We're feeling good this morning. We got a hockey team that's on the edge of the playoffs. Final game of the regular season. Of course, it's coming down to the final game of the regular season. Do I wish they controlled their own destiny? Yes. They don't. So we find ourselves in this position this morning where they need help. They got to win, and they need gritty. And those Philadelphia Flyers to win as well. Detroit's not backing in. They've won two in a row. They're going to need to win three in a row. You got to get in. You're going to need some help. Our question was, do you expect to be in? Or are you simply hoping to be in? This is a massive game tonight. 248-539-9797. If you were at Little Caesars Arena last night, I think you can speak to it better than we can. This city's starving for playoff hockey. This city thrives when the Red Wings are in the postseason. And for everybody going, what's the point just to get in to get bounced? That's why. Psychologically, for the fan base, for this hockey team, this is not a keep a streak alive. This is a get in and start a new streak. This is about Lucas Raymond being rewarded for going supernova. This is about seeing Seider get in the postseason and Dylan Larkin be rewarded because he's dealt with a lot of this. This is about ushering in a new era of Red Wings hockey. We talked about what it meant for the Lions to go on a run. Yep. That's what we're staring at right now is getting the Wings back into playoff mode. And last night was a taste. 248-539-9797. And there were so many moments in that game, right? You get down two goals early on three shots. WTF, what are we doing? This is the effort in the game. 4-1, Edvinson slamming a stick against the goalie net, and Raymond's getting crunched into the boards. 4-1, you're down. I mean, I couldn't be the only one thinking, oh boy, here we go, another faceplant in a big game at home. It kind of felt like the Washington game, where they were playing well enough to win, but they were losing, and they were on the wrong side of the score sheet. John, another comeback.
You could see that the want-to was there.
Yep.
And that's the one thing that at times over the past 6 weeks, you were kind of wondering what was their level of want to. And I understand it's a long season and you get caught in the midst of one of those downturns and a losing streak or a losing, just that feeling that you have that you can't dig yourself out of this hole. But they are right now playing with a sense of urgency and their want to is at a very high level. Now, you asked the question, what are your expectations for tonight? And I'll even extend that. What are your expectations leading into tomorrow morning? Mm. Is this team, are we going to wake up tomorrow morning, go to bed tonight, knowing that we got a seat at the table, that the Detroit Red Wings are going to host playoff games in the LCA, that the long playoff drought was over. Now, I expect that the Red Wings will take the ice with that same passion, that same want to, and with that same intensity. What I don't know and what I can't figure out, the expectations I have for Washington and Flyers.
My thought is Washington is as flawed a hockey team as the Red Wings are, Washington's a more flawed hockey team. And it sucks that the Wings didn't prove that point last Tuesday, but that point can still be proven on somebody else's ice tonight in Philadelphia. Let's get to Steve in Mount Clemens. Steve, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. You know, John, you know, I'm a little disappointed for a guy who played at a high level, you know as well as anybody, you know, that if you can't win it all, The next best thing is preventing somebody else from winning it all. And for you to tell me that the Philadelphia Flyers, because they're not going to make the playoffs, the next best thing is knocking out the Washington Capitals, which I agree. But then you try to sell me that the Montreal Canadiens, who aren't going to make the playoffs, they're looking to pack their gear. They're getting stuff ready to head south for the summer or whatever, or the golf outing. I mean, is that what you're trying to sell me, John?
All right.
That the Montreal Canadiens are going to roll over home, and they're just not going to play?
Steve, John, you know I think better, John. Going into this game, there are two different mentalities. Yes, there is a mentality that Montreal wants to send the Red Wings off into the offseason, just like they will be experiencing. But the difference for the Flyers versus the Caps is that the Flyers, going into the game, they don't have cars packed. They don't have reservations for Thursday for a flight out.
Why not?
Because if they win and things fall their way, they could still be a playoff team. They're not out of it. So that's all I'm saying is that there is a different mentality. Yes, there's no question that Montreal would love to ruin the Red Wings season. There's no question about that. But I think it's easier to flip that switch on them if the Red Wings can get up 2-0, 3-0 early on and let them know that this is a no-doubter.
Texter says, I have 6 car flags this morning. I don't even know that. 4 windows are really doing it up. Here we go.
Double up. Let's go.
Put it on the back hatch. Yeah. There you go. It says, what's the tiebreaker if the Flyers, Capitals, and Wings all end up with the same number of points? It's not the Red Wings, because the first tiebreaker is regulation wins.
Yeah, I think it's the Caps.
Yes.
Well, if they all end up with the same amount of points, it has to be 89. I believe that's the way the Flyers get in.
I get what you're saying,
but the Flyers have to win in regulation tonight because that would garner them the tiebreaker. Then they all need Pittsburgh to lose tomorrow night. I got a feeling we're also going to be waiting tomorrow because that's been this season. The Penguins will play for a chance to make the playoffs tomorrow night.
Some more ticket text. Who came up with this tiebreaker? Imagine if the Lions went 11-6 and the Packers went 10-7, but because the Lions won 2 times in overtime, the Packers get in instead. As Kenny Cott would say, this is not a real league. It's a joke league. Tom did print out what the standings would be if it was just raw wins and losses, and the Wings would be in. But not the way it works. And the system didn't get implemented last night, guys. Like, the Wings have played the whole year under the same rules as everybody else, and they've squandered chances.
Well, it's just interesting, though. We're getting tons of texts just, hey, aren't they in, or wouldn't they be in for this and this and this and that? And it's because they haven't been in the playoff chase for so long, people don't know what the tiebreakers are. It's a topic for a different day in terms of should this be readjusted. It's just kind of laughable. The Wings could be one of 7 teams in the East with just 40-plus outright wins, and they would miss the playoffs. That's weird.
Texter, I was just as pumped for Corey as I was for the Wings last night. Let's go, Corey. If you missed it, we had a 2 Grand Slam winner. He won $2,000. Yeah. Says, call that man Reggie Jackson. He didn't pass.
He did not pass once. He was 10 up, 10 down. Rolling.
He was on fire. So are the Red Wings. We'll keep talking hockey. It's 97.1. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.